This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
All right, 103, back on the Fan. It's the Tiki and Tierney Show, Football Friday. Tiki, just to remind everybody, just in case everybody's getting a little too comfortable with our current football fate or situation. We don't really know our fate yet, so situation probably a better way to say it. I would like to remind everybody what we were doing last week 13 around the NFL, around these parts. Are you ready? Here's what went down. So, Miami beat your Giants 20-9. All right. Mike Glennon led the way with 187 yards passing.
Prolific day.
For the Giants, who mustered up 9 points to fall to 4-8 on the season. That's Tiki's Giants. And my Jets were thumped by the Eagles 33-18. Gangrene dropped to 3-9. Didn't score a single point in the second half. That was last year, week 13. And look where we are.
Yeah.
You gotta love it.
Yeah, of course. Meaningful
Let's
football
go.
In December, as we started the week with. And we know the Giants have a tall task in front of them because the Washington Commanders are one of the hottest teams in football over the last 7 weeks, 6-1, we detailed multiple times. But it's really the Jets who are in a unique and interesting spot because the division is still available for them. I'm in under no illusion that the Giants, even if they get hot and win some of these games they're not supposed to, are going to catch the Eagles who are 9-1 right now, and you know, just playing lights out football and just have a great feel about their
team. I
don't
think they're going to catch Dallas, T, because they lost twice to them.
I agree, but it's really Philly, but it's Philly's just feels, I don't know, they feel unbeatable even though they're vulnerable. They just find ways to win football games. It's interesting because I wouldn't have expected that coming into this season. But with that being said, it's the Jets who have a chance to still win the division, especially with Miami going out to the West Coast to play San Francisco. The Bills, who they have a game on, the Patriots they lost. They're now even at 500 at 6-6. The Jets feel real, and Mike White has a chance to be that guy. And the last thing the Jets need is any kind of discontent in the locker room about who the quarterback is going to be. And so Mike White's got to be the guy. And Zach Wilson, as much as we want to see him fix himself, it's got to wait, man. It can't be on the radar. It can't be Mike White looking over his shoulder, worried that if I have a bad day, which is bound to happen because he's only had 4 starts in his career, you can't have him looking over his shoulder thinking Zach Wilson's going to come take his job.
I'm open-minded with this in terms of what Mike White can become. I don't know. I mean, I know the easy thing to latch on to is well, this is our Tom Brady story. And instead of a linebacker, Mo Lewis obviously drilling Drew Bledsoe, which opens the door for Tom Brady, it's our own quarterback not pointing the thumb inwardly at his own chest and assuming the blame like most quarterbacks and all good leaders would do in that situation when they had 2 yards of offense in the second half. So maybe it's his own arrogance or petulance. Maybe he's his own Mo Lewis.
Yep.
Maybe he tackled himself. Which now opens the door for Mike White. I don't know. Mike White could come out and throw for 320. The Jets can win. Mike White could come out and throw for 219, and it's a little bit more innocuous. And they win a tight game or they lose a tight game. Mike White could come out and put 3 balls on the turf, and the Jets get waxed. I don't know. But what I do know is I'm not placing limitations on this story. Like, it's not that much of a leap of faith to say to sit down on Sunday and say to yourself or out loud, all right, Jets and Giants, but specific to this part of the conversation, all right, Jets, it's week 13. You're knocking on the door. Your quarterback is interesting. We've seen him play four games. Two have been all world. Let's see where this is taking us.
Yeah.
It's been a pretty interesting ride so far. Let's keep it going. 877-337-6666. How about Danny in Centerport? What's going on, Danny? How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks, as always, for taking the call. You know, BT, here we are again. I feel like, you know, 3-4 weeks out of this season, we have talked about how this is the biggest game that we've played in definitely 7 years, if not one of the biggest games that we've played in the last 10 or 12 years. And here we are again. And you know what? Listen, BT, I feel your pain as far as Zach and all of that, okay? But right now, I need Mike White to be the best Mike White that he can be. And you know, you guys referenced this guy a couple of times. I would take Mike White being the best version of Alex Smith right now to the utmost, because that's what I see. I see if he can become something like that, we can actually, you know, move forward here and feel good about where we're going in the next couple of weeks. You know, BT, listen, I'm gonna present one thing to you. We ask questions back and forth, right?
Yeah,
let's say Mike White goes out this week and beats the Vikings, okay? But then he loses against the Bills. With four games left in the season, what are we doing, BT? I say we have to ride with him. If he goes out and beats it, mm-hmm. we have to see how legit he is. And
yeah,
he goes
no, out and beats the Vikings, Danny, if he wins one of the next two games, 100%.
Good.
Of course
then
he's playing.
Then you know what? I love to hear you say that, because I got that little feeling in the pit of my stomach as well, as like, damn, you know, like, ugh, you know, this was our second pick. This was supposed to be the guy, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? Mike White could be what we're looking for, and we can't not give him the opportunity. And Tiki, you hit it right on the head. You can't be looking over his shoulder and he has one bad game, because he's due to have a bad
yeah.
game. You can't just
everybody, even great quarterbacks have bad days.
You can't pull him because he does that. But if he goes out and beats the Vikings, I say at that point, he's our quarterback for the rest of the year, and we'll have to figure it out, man. But listen, either way, it's Football Friday. I am pumped.
So am I.
This team's got a shot, man. Let's go play the defense we can play. Let's go make Mike White be the best version of Alex Smith. And I am really juiced. The flag is still flying on the flag pole out front of the house.
Nice.
And we'll speak Monday, man. I love it, man. Go Jets.
Thank you, Danny. He is an awesome fan. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to make a point too about whether or not Mike White becomes the guy, is in the process of becoming the guy. Aside from that for a moment, the thing, even if let's say ultimately he's not the guy, just for the sake of a conversation, right? It falls short of being the fairy tale story that we're all dreaming of, right? At the very least, when you have such substandard quarterback play like Zach Wilson's giving us week to week,
yep.
you don't even get to really evaluate the receivers.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
Like, that drives me crazy. At least with him, you know, oh, yeah, what I thought about Elijah Moore last year, yeah, he's still that guy.
True. Well, he can get himself open and he can make plays, but it's really with Garrett Wilson, right? The one thing, so we talk about Justin Jefferson, who was the opponent this week for the New York Jets. Like, the thing that makes him so special is that he catches a ball. Well, it's a typical, whatever the route is, dig route, slant, whatever. And then he does, like, amazing stuff after the catch. Just breaking tackles, making guys miss, sticking his foot in the ground, you know, leaving someone's jock behind, and he's next thing you know, he's 25 yards downfield, sometimes scoring. Like, we haven't been able to see that with these Jets wide receivers, and we saw it. Now, it was helped, obviously, because of this crappy turf and the Achilles tear that I'm assuming. We didn't hear about this.
No, we didn't hear about
so
it. I wasn't really following the story, to be honest with you.
The safety fell down, and he didn't get back up, but Garrett Wilson catches his pass. It's in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a great throw over the dropping linebacker. It's a great catch. Distracted catch. He catches it, stops. You know, guys fall down. He maneuvers, gets to the sideline, scores a touchdown.
But the way he put his left foot in the turf,
man, it was just like, God,
I love
seeing that. And, you know, it's what the Giants are missing, to be honest with you. That dude,
mm-hmm.
right? And teams that have that guy. And you have a quarterback that can get them the ball in space where they can go run with it afterwards. It's just, it makes for exciting football. And that's why when we talk about the Jets just look like they were having fun, that's why.
Well, let's be honest. You say that's what the Giants are missing, but how many times have the Jets even had that in their history?
I
forget about, like, Maynard. I'm talking about, you know, Keyshawn wasn't that guy.
Keyshawn
was good, but he wasn't that guy. Corbett wasn't that guy, and
no.
I love Wayne, but he wasn't that guy.
Was Robbie Anderson maybe a little bit?
No, not really.
He was more of a
vertical go, and if, you know, 93 yards against Dallas, I'll throw it up.
You're right. They haven't.
You know, Altoon was kind of a hybrid.
That's a different game, though.
Yeah, I know. But, like, just where Santana Moss had had a lot of explosion. Maybe he's a guy, but he was smallish. Mm-hmm. Like, Garrett Wilson's not that big. I don't know. It just seems like that's always proven elusive, not just for both teams in New York.
But if you have that guy, it's so exciting. It's so fun to be a quarterback and a fan base when you know that he can go score on any play.
Yep. Let's get Rob in East Rutherford. Rob is on the Fan. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Okay.
Hey, real quick. I'm a Raider fan, but also I follow Jets and Giants.
Yep.
Do you think if the Raiders dump Carr, if they cut Carr and he cut ties, which I think they should, I think his time is come and gone with the Raiders. Do you think that you see the Giants or the Jets try to make a move for
Giants,
him?
No. I don't see that. Tiki, do you?
I'm trying to think if there's a tie. I don't think so. I mean, he's good quarterback, but I think if the Giants, first of all, I think the Giants are going to hold on to Daniel Jones. But if they were going to go get a vet, it wouldn't be someone who is like threatening. And they already have Tyrod Taylor for another year. So I don't see the Giants doing it. And I mean,
Jets are possible,
but it depends on what happens with Mike White. I mean, Mike White's a free agent. He's a free agent. Like, the Jets should try to hang on to him. I don't think you're keeping Joe Flacco for another year. But if you need a backup and Mike White signs elsewhere, and I mean, it might not be a bad signing, even though I don't know if that's the best thing for Zach. If Mike White goes elsewhere, let's just say Mike White goes to the Raiders.
Somebody lures him away.
Okay. And you're not hanging on to Joe Flacco. And it's just now Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
What kind of backup do you want?
Well, he better be viable. Let's start with that.
Derek Carr is starting.
He's not coming in for competition.
And that's the point.
Derek Carr's team.
And that's
the
point.
They got to trade Zach at that point.
That's the point.
Yeah, and then you get the more traditional, non-threatening, older, hold my clipboard, you know, give me some water, help me split up some film when I need some. You know, that's what I think that they would do.
I mean, that's next.
So you wouldn't have Derek Carr and Zach in the same room.
That's next year's problem, but it's a problem you have to think about, I think.
But it's also,
especially if Mike White balls out and says, all right, I want to be the guy somewhere.
Yeah.
And he could be.
Well, the Jets would pay him at that point.
You think?
Yeah. Well, you'd be paying Derek Carr anyway if you bring him in. Yeah, you'd keep Mike White. Why wouldn't you? Otherwise, what the hell are we wasting our time for here?
Yeah, because you want to win a Super Bowl this year.
Wow, Super Bowl. Can we just beat the Vikings? Jesus, Super Bowl. Every time you say that, I shiver.
Dude, anything can happen.
With excitement.
This is the oddest year that I can remember.
It's a wacky one, dude.
It is an odd year.
It's fun. Both teams are a part of it.
Yeah, awesome. You're right.
All right, Teague, it's Friday. It's roughly 1:20. Time to chat with Trista. And on the line is the host of the BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Show, Trista Crick. Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to check out the BetMGM Tonight podcast for more of Trista and her analysis. Just search BetMGM wherever you find your pods. What's going on, Trista?
Well, I thought you also can find my inappropriate commentary on there as well. You come for the analysis and you stay for the inappropriate commentary.
I think I kind of need to have some curiosity
inappropriate
about that.
Inappropriate content. Does this have to do with something you tweeted the other day?
I mean, that sometimes comes up.
I didn't want to jump into that.
Since you go there.
See it. I don't know how much I should divulge, but our Tiki's curiosity has peaked. So would you like to fill them in?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It was a strange, you know, you know what you do when you're single. You send some photos back and forth. Someone got a hold of one of them.
Yeah.
And they decided they wanted to extort me. And say I had a 23 hours because, you know, why not 23 instead of 24 if I didn't do three things? And I said, you know what? I'm not doing any of those things. You can release them if you want. And if my nips get onto the internet, then let me just give the people a heads up that might be coming.
That's what I saw. I was laughing. That was funny. Was it ever released? Tiki wants to check.
He's been actively refreshing.
I got you,
Trista. Oh, don't man. Tell me, you know, nips aside, that you are not that you're one of these girls that's going against my Giants.
I know.
We're home dogs. We're 7-4. I don't think we're better than, maybe we're equal to the Washington Commanders, but a home dog's is disrespect. And you're going with them? Come on, Trista.
It's blatant. Is Slayton, like, he's got a little tummy ache. Everybody's getting the norovirus this time
That's
of
true.
Year.
That's true.
He's got a COVID spike, you know. He's, like, the only serviceable wide receiver that you have at the moment. I mean, Richie James is questionable as well. Things are just, you guys are falling apart.
I know, but,
like, you guys are
but
falling
I have blind faith. I have blind belief. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Listen, I mean, even without Antonio Gibson, it's really Brian Robinson's going to be the show, right? Your rush defense is just so bad, just abysmal right now. I think that, you know, Washington's just got the better roster at the moment, like in terms of health. Heineke's got them playing well. They're covering the number. And Washington's defense is playing a ton better. So, yeah, I think even with the divisional matchup, I'm not going to take the points. I'm just going to go ahead and take Washington on the money line and take the under. I don't think there's going to be a ton of points scored in this one either.
Let me ask you this, Krista. So, yeah. Okay, so I got you, and I don't necessarily disagree with you, but do you have a more optimistic picture for the Giants actually reaching the playoffs? Any future odds you can kind of lean on and say, you know what, despite what you think is going to go down on Sunday, you still feel optimistic about this or about that?
Yeah, I think as a whole, you have to feel optimistic just from, like, a team perspective. And I just really, really like Brian Daboll. It's hard not to like what he's doing with these guys. I want to look at the futures and see what they're at.
Yeah.
I mean, they will make the playoffs, I think. They will. As long as the Commanders don't continue to win every game, I think that obviously is something that I would bet on. You can't find that on the BetMGM app right now, though. So you have to go offshore for that. But, yeah, I think there's a lot of optimism. And you guys probably talk about this a lot, like who's the quarterback next year and what are you doing there. But it's a very deep quarterback class this year and the next year also, right? Like, so there's a lot of optimism for the Giants as a whole, just for me, not this weekend.
Okay. Are you going to deliver such negative news for my Jets, or are we going to have a little bit of an optimistic twist here? I sense something better coming my way, Trista.
J-E-T-S,
Jets, Jets, Jets.
Yes, sir. Okay. We know that this is an elite defense. I saw a tweet that the Jets have three guys, and probably would have been four if Breece Hall wouldn't have gone down, with a 93 PFF grade or better. And I think there's only 14 rookies in the league with 93 scores from PFF, which is like a total nerd stat, but like just maybe one of the best drafts in NFL history. So, yeah, there's a ton to be optimistic about for the future, but I think you could actually win against the Vikings this week. Like, Mike White actually doing enough to be serviceable. Sauce Gardner is going to be probably the next Revis Island, right? And if you look at just one little one-game parlay that I love, you know, the Vikings are giving up a ton of points. If you've looked at what they've been doing, obviously gave up 40 to the Cowboys, just kind of allowing teams to run wild. So I like the Jets over 20.5 total team points and under 49.5 total points to be scored. That's plus 350. I think the Jets defense is going to be able to slow down the Vikings enough for under 50 points to be scored. And then I also like the under for Justin Jefferson, 83.5 yards. I think Sauce will shadow him a bit. If you look at the wide receiver ones against the Jets, the only one that really went off was Amari Cooper, 9 receptions for 100 yards. But Jamar Chase only had 23 yards. Tyreek only had 47 yards. Diggs kind of went off, but under 100. So 83.5 is the number for Justin Jefferson. I like the under there.
Yeah, they're going to be focused on him a lot. I mean, you have to be.
For sure. I think this could be a good game for Adam Thielen, but I'm not going to go ahead and take the over on him. I think this could be just a really good game, good opportunity for the Jets to get right. I don't know if Mike White's the guy forever, but he's the guy right now, and he's a lot better than Zach Wilson.
Yeah, Trista, I'm looking at your best bets, and you know Derrick Henry is an interesting case because nobody really knew what to expect coming into this year, but he's proven to be that guy again for the Tennessee Titans. And even though Ryan Tannehill has started to play a little bit better, a couple games over 250 yards, it's really the Derrick Henry show. You like him, all-purpose yards.
Yeah, rushing and receiving, the number is 101.5. And the thing is that the Eagles are abysmal at defending the run right now without Jordan Davis. They're allowing 120 yards on the ground in their last three games on average, right? That's not a good stat when you're going up against Derrick Henry, right? Not the guy you want to see when you have holes in your D line. So it's a rut row scenario. And you talk about, you know, you talk about Tannehill having some good games. That's because of Derrick Henry, too, in the receiving game. Like, what did he have, like 90 receiving yards on one pass that ended up in a fumble? But, like, yeah, I like Derrick Henry a lot in this spot. I like him in a bunch of different ways, right? So 101.5. I think he can get that on the ground by himself.
Okay. By the way, I would just like to confirm that during the, I don't know, 5-6 minute chat, I saw Tiki hit refresh 12 times.
Yes, so he was, followed you both on Instagram and on Twitter.
And I refreshed a few times myself.
He was user 17277 that said, just release it yourself and take the power away.
I saw that. I'm like, I'm no way am I jumping into this, but I was certainly hoping that it worked out well for you. Yes. So good stuff.
If we can't make fun of ourselves, what can we do?
Exactly. I'm with you. I just say thank God.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Single now. Like, me and Tico always joke about this because you would want to send a picture, but you know it's going to end up somewhere. So I get it.
That's why he DM'd me sup.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. See, well, you got to start with one syllable. See if there's any interest. You get the initial nibble, you drop a second syllable.
Slide.
I gotcha. Have a good weekend, Trist.
Take care, Trist.
You too. Talk to you later.
There you go. That was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Trista Crick. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. So, not too favorable for the G-men. A little bit more encouraged, a lot more encouraged with the Jets. We'll see if it goes that way. It might not. You never know.
Yeah, she's right about the injuries, though. I mean, it is. Giants are banged up, man. They are banged up.
And that's part of the reason why it's really hard, outside of just being a diehard fan and just kind of skewing optimistically, which is fine.
But we're diehards, man.
Yeah.
You're going to be there. Going to be loud. This is win number 8 waiting to happen this weekend at MetLife.
Mm-hmm.
I will not be there.
Why not?
Because I'm in Indy.
Oh, that's right.
It's my last weekend though, so I'm going to take you to a game.
So borrow Boomer's jet. You can fly back and forth. I thought that was one of the things Boomer would give you the jet once in a while.
Or Odell's jet once he becomes a Giant.
Yeah, he's not coming here. He's not. What do you think? Let's get this on the record. I think he's going to Dallas. What about you? Or Buffalo?
Of those two, who has the better chance of winning a Super Bowl?
I would probably say Dallas based on the fewer teams in the NFC. I think there's more teams to trip over in the AFC, so just sheer volume of legitimate, viable obstacles.
You're probably right, but think about where he could be the hero. Beating the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
You know, beating Miami.
Beating the Jets.
Beating the Jets. I mean, seriously. Like, if he think about the teams that
they
would have to go through. But they also have Stephon Diggs. So if Odell
Beckham, we got Reed. Reed's got him too. All right. We're fine.
Feeling pretty confident over there.
Very confident in the defense.
My gut is Dallas also.
Yeah, okay.
But Odell is, I mean, we never know. Who the hell knows what Odell
is?
It's hard to read that right?
I don't know.
He could very well end up in Buffalo, even though that would
suck
from a weather standpoint for him. But yeah, I think he would relish playing with a quarterback like Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't? Jeez.
Exactly. I mean, if you had the choice and you were picking quarterbacks, Josh Allen is on the short list.
Dude, that play that he made last night, right by the flats before he stepped out of bounds where his guy wasn't even open. He anticipated. Yeah. Now, I'm looking at it from
the touchdown.
Yeah. Not from Josh's point of view, from the receiver. The receiver's right. Mm-hmm. Josh is left, where there were two defenders, and he just kind of flowed to the middle of the end zone. Mm-hmm. He jumped in the air to prevent himself from going out of bounds, and he threw like a shortstop. He's incredible. He's incredible. Yeah.
You just know that if you stay alive, keep working, the ball's coming your way.
Yes, for sure. You know, and just to wrap it up on the Beckham stuff, like, I would be surprised if he signs with the Giants, although that would be our best story. I would be surprised. I would not be surprised by Dallas. I would not be surprised by the Bills. Of the three, only the Giants would surprise me.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Which is weird.
Because the Giants just feel... And we know, look, they have work to do.
Well, the last couple of weeks took some steam out of this. You know, when you lost to the Lions, we talked about this. We were talking about Beckham a month ago.
Yeah.
You got to win certain games to keep that relevance and not, you know, that energy behind a possible.
The familiarity is one thing, but you got to be viable.
Reunion.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, the familiarity is one thing, but you got to be viable.
Mm-hmm. How about, you know, let's break on time here. Let's do that. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan.
Your official station to talk Knicks. The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Tiki and Tierney back here on The Fan. I've got a little something on Mattingly. We'll get an answer on Sunday if Donnie's going to finally get in the Hall of Fame. And also something I want to run by Teak about the Giants. But before we do that, time for the Tiki and Tierney Daily Pick. Let's go, Big Zoo. The Rusty Zoo. Oh, That doesn't seem like a bet you guys are going to want to follow here. After that malfunction, put money behind this. Hey, it's time for the Tiki and Tierney Daily Pick, brought to you by Superbook Sports. Better odds. We love Zoo. Favorable prices. By Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. And by Flag and Anthem. Real close, real life. Visit flagandanthem.com. So, you know, I think we're going to have to touch a little puck here tonight, Teak, a little hockey.
Uh-oh.
I don't like to embarrass people with my abundance of hockey knowledge. I don't want them to feel inferior. I am going to take, actually, the over in the Rangers-Ottawa game.
Mm.
The over 6.5. I'm going to give the Rangers a 5 spot tonight. I think the Rangers plaster it. They score a lot of goals. I don't know. They win 5-2, 5-3. Over. Rangers. Ottawa. So you got to even say it right. Ottawa.
Ottawa.
Not Ottawa. Say it Ottawa. You know? Right?
Is that correct?
I don't know. Now I'm kind of freaking myself out. The Ottawa Senators. I think I'm saying it now. Now it might be really wrong. Either way, I think the pick is right. There you go. Tiki and Tierney Daily Pick. All right. Couple things for you. First of all, before we get back to these calls, Mattingly. Now, the way this is going to be broken down, and we'll find out Sunday night if Donnie is in. 16 total votes.
Mm-hmm.
He will need 12. All right. Now, the person that I've been texting with said that he will be shocked if he gets 8.
Mm.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't mean the person can't be wrong.
Mm.
But now, the other thing to consider is that, okay, so I'm going to read this for my text.
Yeah.
So if you vote for Bonds... If you vote for Bonds, you are probably voting for Clemens as well. And keep in mind, each of the 16 voters can only vote for up to 3 people. So if you're a steroid guy, at this point you're like, you know what, these guys were great with or without steroids, and you vote for Bonds, you're probably voting for Clemens, which means you only get one more there. So that kind of narrows the field. Now, if you kind of bypass them and hold it against them, which mm-hmm. I'm sure some will...
And there's only 16 voters here.
16 voters, correct.
And who else? It's Clemens, it's Bonds, it's...
Freddie McGriff is on this as well.
Crime Dog.
Of course, Donnie.
Yeah, Donnie. It's only a handful, right? It's not like there's 15 of them.
I don't think there's that many.
Yeah.
I'm only really focused on one.
Yeah, of course.
Number 23.
But I'm just trying to figure out...
I don't know the exact amount.
I don't think it's a crazy amount. Yeah, I don't think so. I remember when we talked about this when it first came out. I don't think it's a big number. So, I mean, there's a chance. It's just not a high chance.
No, there's a chance for sure. But here's the thing, just to finish the thought, because if you do vote for Bonds, you're probably going to vote for Clemens, as I said, because you've kind of reconciled that everybody did it or whatever. Mm-hmm. If you don't do that and you still are you know, staunchly opposed to how they achieved their numbers, which I respect as well, then that means you probably would vote for a McGriff, a Matt. Dale Murphy's on there as well.
That's right.
So say if your trio is McGriff, Mattingly, and Murphy, then that would preclude you, based on the fact you only get 3 votes, for voting on either Clemens or Bonds. So either way, Clemens and Bonds are not getting in, and that's a big story in all probability, or they are, and it's huge. And locally, you know, because Hernandez did not make the ballot, and we talked about that when it dropped, You know, Donnie, I see it both ways. I mean, I saw him with my own eyes, and I lived it when he was healthy. He was the best player in baseball. It is undeniable. Everybody that played the game grants him that.
But
Trammell, I mean, Kirby Puckett no longer with us. But it ended fast. I would reward Mattingly because of how special he was and how and why he lost the steam injury. There's enough context. Hey, he didn't go the conventional route. He's going through this back door with his other secondary veterans. They didn't know what they call, though. They have like 9,000 committees. You just open the door and put him in.
Yes.
But based on the person I was texting with, does not think he will get in. Just wanted to get that out there. Here's my question for you. Do you think, about the Giants, that we will see either a fake punt, a halfback option, an onside, something where Daboll has drawn up early in the game, we got to try to score. We got to steal seven. I think this is the game to do it.
I think no. I think they're... Because I don't think he believes that Washington's better. I think you do that when you feel like the team you're playing is better. Like, could I see Jeff Brohm, Purdue's head coach, again, calling the Big Ten championship game? Could I see Jeff Brohm doing that this weekend against Michigan? Absolutely. But I don't think Brian Daboll is going to do that.
I think he should. And I think he might.
I'm not saying he shouldn't.
I think he might.
I just don't. I don't
know.
You
know why I say that? Because I think that Daboll.
Is it in his DNA? We haven't seen even an inkling of.
Going for the 2 points was kind of an inkling of he might be willing to push things a little bit in the direction that not everybody's pushing out of the chute.
You're not wrong.
The first game.
You're not wrong. Yeah. That was also. They were desperate to get the first win. They were desperate.
Well, they're desperate to get their eighth win here because it's against the Commanders.
It's a different time, though.
Well, but here's the thing, Teek. You can do something that is aggressive or unconventional with the thought of trying to steal the touchdown, but also if it doesn't succeed, it's not incredibly punitive. Like, if you go for the onsides, that's pretty punitive if they recover it and they have a short field. But if you try like a halfback option and you just instruct Saquon, whomever, do not throw this unless he's open or fired out of bounds or you run out of bounds. That's less punitive if he listens to you. I think we're going to see something a little different within the first series of two.
I would love it.
Me too. I'm looking for that. All right, let's get to. How about Charlie's in Totowa? What's happening, Charlie? How you doing today? Charlie.
Quarterbacks. I want to talk about quarterbacks, Giants and Jets. First, let me preface this by saying I'm a huge Giant fan, but I'm going to look at this as a former quarterback.
All right, go ahead.
A fan.
All right.
I keep hearing everybody talking about Mike White. He's serviceable till he implodes. I'm looking at this kid. I've saw him last year before he got hurt. He fits LaFleur's system, and not only does he fit it, he can run it. So serviceable, he might have a down game. But when I'm looking at that big picture, you have someone in there that fits your system and knows how to run it and runs it like you want it to be run. So when I hear serviceable and all this, I think this kid deserves to be in there the rest of the year.
Yep.
Zach's got to sit there, watch and learn. I mean, I quarterback that Mike Tomlin's old school. And I was serviceable for 4 years. They were looking to get rid of me every year.
You talking about William and Mary?
But I got the job done.
Yeah, that's right. So that's all that matters.
I don't think he's serviceable. I think he fits this system and runs it well.
No, I think you're right about that. And you, when you talk about the system, it's wide zones, it's play action pass. It's you don't necessarily need to be. Appreciate your call, Charlie. Like a great athlete to run this kind of system. Because Jimmy Garoppolo's, this is the Mike Shanahan system, which obviously is Kyle Shanahan and Mike LaFleur and Matt LaFleur, McDonald, the same way. You don't need to be a great athlete to run this system. It helps, and you can do different things like zone reads and things of that nature, but you don't have to be a great athlete. I think Mike White, there's a reason that last year, and this was I was trying to tell BT this in the break because we kind of forget this. There was a stretch in the middle of the year for, I think, 5 or so weeks. In those isolated weeks, the Jets were the number one offense in the NFL. This was last season when they stunk. The Jets, for about a five-week period, were the number one offense in the NFL. And Mike White was a quarterback in a couple of those games. So it was
Joe Johnson.
And so,
you always forget Josh Johnson.
I always forget his name because he's out of the league.
Yeah, right. He just got cut like a month ago. So, and he came in that Colts game.
Yeah,
I got you.
But the offense has the potential.
Yeah.
It's just got to have someone to execute it effectively.
Yep.
And Mike White can do that.
Yeah, I think that that's at a floor point of view. You always talk about the ceiling versus the floor from a scouting point of view. Under that, that system of evaluation, Mike White's floor is a lot higher than Zach's. And for this team, that's a good starting point, you know?
It's a good way to put it, by
the way.
Thank
you, TK. I appreciate that.
No, buddy. But it is, because that matters. You know
yes.
what I mean? Like, how bad are you going to be?
But when you have a chance to be a playoff team, it really matters. Yes. Joe's in Colonia. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, I just want to say hello to Big Zoo. Mm-hmm. He's awesome.
Say hi, Zoo.
He had a great
Zoo, you can address
Thanksgiving.
Him. Good. Yeah. He gave you a thumbs up. Zoo, say hi to him.
Perfect, man.
Get
he's
the people
awesome.
What they want.
I had to ask you, Bill Belichick, when he decides to retire or whatever, do you see him going to another football team, or when he's done, he's done? Because I don't see him as like an analyst or anything.
Oh, he'd be the worst analyst in the world. He'd be horrendous unless
exactly.
you gave him five scotches.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
I know he likes to fish. I've said for a while, Joe, that I think there's one more coaching chapter in Bill Belichick's life.
Yeah.
I've also said that I could see Joe, like his dad, going to one of the academies.
You mean Bill. Bill.
Bill Belichick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like his dad did.
Yes.
Going to one of the academies to maybe coach. Less pressurized, but back to the essence, the core values of the game. He is a football man. He is a teacher by birth.
But he is 70
I,
now.
But I know he is.
Second youngest, second oldest.
What was Snyder coaching at Kansas State until he was 80 what?
83
maybe.
Two or three.
Right?
So yeah, he was a wild.
Jim Boeheim's 80.
And
I was just near him the other night.
And that grind is a little bit harder in college because of recruiting. You know, so it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he's retiring anytime soon.
But I'm not as locked into him remaining with the Pats as you have been over the years. You and I have gone back and forth on this.
Yeah.
I've never vacillated. I think he's going to coach somewhere else. Eventually.
That would be...
I do.
But you, at the time, you thought it was potentially the Giants.
I did think it was true.
To bring it full circle.
I did, yes. Full disclosure,
but
fair.
That seems like it's off the table.
That was when the Giants were in the middle of their messes with the McAdoos and the Shermers, and obviously
Judge.
Stabilized by the hiring now. But yeah, so that does change a little bit. I always thought the Giants, he reveres the Giants. Anytime he sat down with Parcells.
I mean, the only other place that would be a potential.
What, the Browns?
Would be to fix what he didn't do well, you know, his first time.
Yeah, there's
through.
Some symmetry
that was,
there, too.
That was his first job.
That was his first head coach job.
As head coach.
5 years. Last year or second to last year.
So you're talking like the story,
yeah.
That would be the location.
That's true.
It's the only one that's left now.
Or, he just comes, we don't need him now.
Well, that's the thing. So the former places, they don't need him, right? The Jets and the Giants, we don't need them right
why
now.
Why does he hate us so much? That's why I don't like him. He made it so personal.
Well, we don't.
Just the way he just left us.
We don't know what happened between ownership
I
and
know,
him.
But he's, we don't. No, we don't. We don't. That's true. He's promised certain things. Uh-huh. I mean, that's basically the story. But just the way he left us, wrote down, scribbled on a piece of paper, not even like the decency to look into a camera and say, I'm good, guys. Thank you. Who was there for 1 year, won his first four
and
games.
And bounced and went to Virginia.
Went back to college.
Yep.
That was a weird year, Al Groh's first year and only year, because the Jets started 4-0. I told you, that was the game with Keyshawn and Kribet and the flashlight game and Curtis Martin, the halfback option to Curtis in the back of the end zone.
Man, I forgot that.
And Keyshawn caught one pass for 1 yard that game.
Mm-hmm.
One pass for 1 yard. And it meant so much to us as Jet fans, like, you know, because we were getting dissed in every direction. Like, the coach didn't want us. Keyshawn didn't want us. Even though I liked Key, you know, but...
Key's a good dude.
No, he is cool. That was a good win. And, of course, it led to nowhere, like most of our wins. Because we collapsed. Started 4-0. I forget what we finished. Maybe 9-7, maybe. Maybe. Ugh. I don't know. It doesn't matter. All right, Teak. Let's get predictions on the table here, brother man. Predictions on the old table.
Both teams win.
So you just take the easy way out.
I do.
You really do.
I do.
I mean, come on, when are you going to stand up? When are you going to start taking a stand on the radio? You say this every week. Jets going to win.
Brian Daboll's finally making it meaningful that the playoffs are within reach. As it stands right now, we're in the toughest division. Unless it is what it is.
No, AFC East is toughest division.
Well, it depends on where the Commanders end up going. Because who's the bottom of the bottom of the East is the Giants, but they play tough.
Yes,
the bottom of the NFC East, the bottom of the AFC East
is the Pats.
Is the Pats
right now, and they play tough.
And they play tough.
Yeah,
they're kind of like
it's a comparable.
It's kind of like they're the Giants.
Well, here's the thing. Take the best team, Bills and the Eagles. Who do you have more faith in to continue and run on to the Super Bowl? Bills, slightly, or maybe not? Bills look a little fallible this year.
I actually would say because the Bills look fallible, I'd say it's a push.
I might even say Philly. Fewer teams. Yeah. Fewer obstacles, back to what I said before.
If you're taking the conference into account. And then number two team, Dallas or Miami. Who are you taking? Who's better right now?
I don't trust either team. I don't. I have to navigate this music. Hold on.
I think I trust Miami just a little bit more. A little bit more.
Excuse me.
And then you get to the Jets and the Giants.
Well, we know the Jets.
Sitting in the same record, same spot in their division.
You know, I should try to compare the Jets and the Giants,
no,
right?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
You know, that's good for you. Have an awesome time out there in the Big Ten Championship. Have a great call.
Thank you, brother.
You know what? I'm riding with my partner. I think that, slash hope. I mean, I'm letting the heart get in the way a little bit here. Let's go Jets and Giants. No negative energy projected out into the universe. Keep this train moving. Let's go. Get a few more dubs. Collect them, and let's keep on advancing to awesome December and January football. Have a great weekend. Carton Roberts coming up next. I know they've got giant tickets to give away this hour as well. Have an awesome weekend. Go USA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.